Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta. Noon with Michelle and the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our motivated Monday live studio audience is all fired up after spending the weekend transforming their lives and taking action by listening to some of the 488 segments of this live show from our 204 partners. Start your great awakening journey and get involved now. Well, after the show. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and then the purpose-driven partner segment page for every episode. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's Rejuvenation July and Patriotism Month. Time to take action to make your life, your business, and this country better. Today's topics on episode 234, hypnosis, selling tech, as in technology, money tips, scalar, energy, surprise medical bills, save America, religious persecution, and special guest Darlene Swaffer, America First candidate for Congress in Florida's District 22, and Pastor Artur Palowski, the Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Street Church Ministries. Canada loves to arrest him. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you
Michael Mesmer, well, should I say, today's lineup, batting leadoff is Michael Mesmer. He's a hypnotherapist helping people find solutions to stress, sleep, and weight control. Joseph Fung, free online career accelerator to help and show you, and you can learn how to sell technology and get hired. Damari Gold, guiding women business owners to understand their money. Are you ready to be a confident money woman? Tom Balladino, scalar light technique that supports the body's natural healing capabilities for body, mind, and spirit. Betsy Wurzel, a caregiver's guide to surprise medical bills. And our two special guests sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m., Darlene Swaffer. She's a small business owner and America First candidate running for U.S. Congress in Florida's District 22. That's Broward and Palm Beach counties. That's Trump land. The swamp needs more small business owners and politicians who actually love this country. There's not many of them in there. And at 1:30, Pastor Artur Palowski, the maskless Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Street Church Ministries, who's been arrested and fined by that tyrannical country because he wouldn't stop feeding the poor and homeless and shut down his church. He just finished touring the U.S. to warn Americans how close we are to losing our country forever. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. We need to get involved more now than ever. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Go to everythinghomelive.com. That's everythinghomelive.com. And, of course, the link is also at the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Number one, the VAERS CDC website update through July 2nd. 9,571 deaths are listed from the non-vaccine and 480,700 adverse events, which means something bad happened after taking it. And they only report about 1% of the people, so add two zeros for the real total. If you want more facts, listen to episode 223 with Dr. Brian Artis and episode 230 with Dr. Christian Northrup, which was taken down by Spotify. Number two, on Friday, the CDC released new guidance for children and schools. Masks are optional, but if the child hasn't been vaccinated, they will be forced to wear a mask and be isolated from the rest of their class. This nasty regime, which includes the teachers' unions, needs to be stopped. It's time for all smart Americans to mobilize and fight back. Number three, here's some helpful hints from the info sheet issued by the Community Health Ambassador Outreach Door Knocking Project to increase COVID vaccine acceptance. These are the idiots that are going to be coming to your house. Ignore the no soliciting signs. You're not soliciting. You're offering critical information and resources. What you're doing is not illegal. Yeah, it is. Attitude of a golden retriever, memory of a goldfish. That's what they think of us. Mm-hmm. If someone is angry or rude, try not to take it personally. They must be just having a bad day, so brush it off and on to the next juror. Oh, my God. Go buy your no trespassing signs today, everybody, and put it outside your door. And if they do come to your house, don't answer the door. Just call the police to report a trespasser. Put my sign out yesterday. And remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental bioweapon with mRNA and nanotechnology, spike proteins, tracking devices, operating systems, graphite, fetal tissue from aborted babies. And the name of the patent is the Lucifer Race. Do not take it.
Things that make you go
It's July 12th, day 483 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that is correct. You heard me correctly, everybody. It's day 483 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
Still can't believe we shut down this country. Oh, dumbest thing ever happened on the planet. Dumbest. It's time to rip off your dirty mask. God, I hope you're not wearing them. They don't work. They actually make you sick. And a symbolism of control and tyranny. Just say no, the non-vaccine, it will kill you. Don't believe me. 223, 230. Go listen to those episodes. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime by joining one of our partners' groups. Get involved today. Fight for your freedom because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic. Stop acting like we, the sheeple. Take back your country and reopen America 100% with no masks. Don't worry, there's no variants. None of that's real stuff.
Jesus.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 234, hypnosis, selling tech, money tips, scalar energy, surprise medical bills, save America, religious persecution, and special guest Darlene Swoffer, America First candidate for Congress in Florida's District 22, and Pastor Arthur Palowski, the Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Tree Street Church Ministries.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, first up is Michael Mesmer. He's a hypnotherapist and creator of the COVID Gnosis Hypnotherapy Program, helping people find powerful solutions to stress, sleep, and weight control. Audience, are you ready for some hypnosis? Michael, how are you today?
Hey, doing great and so glad to be back with you.
I love when you come on. You give me some sort of relaxation in a life where there's none.
Well, I guess we have to find our moments of relaxation in this world today, and that's kind of what I help people.
Thankfully, you are here coming to the rescue. So first off, tell everybody, for the ones who haven't heard you before, what hypnosis is not, so we can get that right out of the way.
Well, hypnosis is not mind control, unlike the media does.
Exactly.
Hypnosis is a personal choice to learn how to control your own mind and learn a technique by which to do that and do it in a great way that makes your life more profitable and happy.
Yeah, it is a it's a technique that you can actually learn yourself after you get the right direction from somebody like you. So what do you think we should focus on today to help everybody, since we are now mid-July and things I think are going to get a little heated up based on what's going on the news, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I think right now what the biggest challenge for some people are, unfortunately, because they've been bombarded so long about a lot of things going on in our country, it's hard for people to get out amongst people again even. I mean, I've run into so many clients like that, and it's sad to me because, you know, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. But with hypnotherapy, I can help people sort of overcome that. But I think the deal is that you just have a conscious decision to go out and enjoy life again and just realize you just got to do it. That's really what it comes down to, you know?
I think you're exactly right. Everyone needs to realize that all of this fear that was created and is now rolling around in your head, none of it's real, okay? Fear is not real. It's created, and obviously mm-hmm. we've seen it's been propagandized and mass-produced. So just get rid of that, because there's no reason you can't go back to the normal life that you had. So what kind of techniques can they do in order to, I don't know, get their mind positioned properly?
Well, you know, really, I think part of it is if you have a hard time getting out in public again, you start, like we start with anything, you start doing it, but in small portions, and just really work on it. You know, don't just sit at home. You know, go out. Okay, go to Wendy's and sit there and eat for a little while. You know, start in small portions and then move on to doing something larger. But you know, the truth is that you can also do some exercise as far as relaxation exercises. You know, being able to focus on yourself and your positivity, and just get back to where you were. And there's self-hypnosis audios and all that on that you can get to work on that. But you know, I think that people really just need to realize that, you know, it's time to get out there. It's time to go back and jump in the water. It's like when you go in a pool in the summer and it's kind of a cold pool to start with. You just got to jump in the water and start swimming.
So are you finding, and this is just hard for me to get my arms around, but I kind of get it based on how hard they pushed all of this fake fear.
Yes.
Are a lot of clients, when they come to you, are they saying, hey, I'm afraid to go out. I'm afraid to be around other people. I need my mask, like my whoopee, my security blanket. I mean, are they really saying that to you?
They really are, you know. Now, it depends on, you know, where they're coming from. You know, I'm from California, and so there's different, you know, factions here. I mean, I did a big show for a private party over in Beverly Hills a couple weeks ago. Actually, they raised like several million dollars for Donald Trump when he was running. But anyway, there nobody was wearing masks. Everybody was just fine, you know. But then I go to other areas and people are just feeling like they're in a cage almost psychologically. And it really hurts me because I hate to see people losing even a moment of their life, because we only have what we have today. And so you got to get out there. You can't sit at home. And so, yeah, I have seen people that just literally – have to wear that mask, have to keep doing all the practices. And they've been, and frankly, these people have been vaccinated too, whether you believe in that or not. We all have, you know. So if they have done everything, then why are they still in this mental cage? It's so sad to me, you know, because we have to take advantage of every minute of our life and not waste it.
Yeah, this brainwashing and the results of all this and the collateral damage. I mean, angers me so much, and anger is, I'm using a kind word, because it's all manipulation and brainwashing, and it is just unbelievable what damage has been done long term. This is you're talking about adults. You're not even talking about kids, where it's even worse.
No.
I mean, they've been told by their teachers that if they don't wear their mask, their grandparents might die because they might give them COVID. I mean, crazy stuff like that. And these are adults that are supposed to be caring about children. And it's just, it's mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing, and you know, we've never seen the like of this kind of mind control before. And as a hypnotherapist, saying this is incredible. Finally, I just turned off all the media, because it's like, you know, you can't let it keep, if it keeps bombarding you, it's going to affect you one way or another. And, of course, there's good media like yourself, But I'm saying that, you know, the general, you know, media that we see, CBS, all these places, they really did a horrible thing to people. And it's just a shame that, you know, they can't be held accountable for what they've done to people's minds.
Well, it says a lot coming from somebody who deals directly with mind control. So, you know, when you're saying it and you're seeing it, and you've been watching it, and now you're cleaning
right.
up the mess. I hope that's penetrating
yeah.
people to realize that this really all is about mind manipulation. They're doing it in a negative way, and you're obviously doing it in a positive way. So
sure.
talk about your program real quick and make sure you give your website, because I want people to be able to contact you and maybe get a session in there and snap out of it. I mean, they've got
– right.
on, guys, you've been lied
well,
to, okay? Just admit you've been lied to, and let's move on.
Well, yeah, it's time to move on. But people that need help, and there are a lot of them, and I really respect them because, you know, what we've been discussing. So, yeah, covidgnosis.weebly.com, and covidgnosis is one word. They can contact me, or they'll go to your site. They'll get my information. Also, I want to mention I'm touring with my hypnosis shows, which are a lot of fun. I'll be at the North Dakota State Fair starting next week on Thursday, and I'll be there for about 5 days. And I'm really excited to get back on the road and get back to all the exciting things we're normally doing and get people out and have fun in a normal way. So I'll be at the North Dakota State Fair next week on the fall, not this weekend, but the next weekend. And also I'll be appearing on the Reels channel this weekend on Autopsy, The Last Hours Of. It's going to be about Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy, and I'm one of the celebrity guests that talk about Siegfried and Roy on the
Oh, how exciting. How fun
hour.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
We've got a star here, everybody. We've got a star
who's well,
touring
been,
the country
doing...
and on television. How exciting. Good
well,
for
I'm,
you.
I'm excited to be, you know, it's exciting right now. It's an exciting time. Things are opening up. And we need to go out and enjoy life again. And that's what I enjoy doing myself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being so supportive of everyone who's out there that does need the help and trying to just, you know, let's encourage the ones who are the smart ones of us who didn't buy into this, or maybe they turned to their common sense caps, and let's encourage the rest of them to come back around. So thank you, Michael Mesmer. And you have a fun time
My
in
pleasure,
North Dakota.
My pleasure, Michelle. You are awesome, and thanks for having me as a guest today.
You are welcome, my friend. Have a great week, a great tour, and I will tune in to the Reels channel to watch you on the television. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Ah, see, hypnosis is not scary, everybody. It is just a different way to control your mind, but in a positive way, not in a negative way. And as he mentioned, turn off that mainstream media, turn off the news. Do not get your news from your Facebook, from your Twitter, any of that stuff. If you want real news, if you want the truth, the facts, you got to go to the alternative sources, and they're all listed on our website. So go to, guess where, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and you'll see Patriotic Media. They're all listed there. So just click the graphics and breeze through the headlines, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then get out and then go focus on growing your business, enhancing the quality of your life, and making a difference, especially in your communities. But at least you're going to get the truth. It is 12:18. I am running a little late. I'm going to bring on my next guest. Oh, one other thing. He did say that, hey, Michelle, if somebody wanted to find me and they didn't have their pen and paper and they didn't write down my website, you can find it in every episode. So when you go to listen to any of these episodes, what I did is I have the graphic, I have the title, which has all the different topics. Then it has pretty pictures of all the people that are on the show. And below that, which I call the show notes, you'll see their name. You'll see their company name. It's in blue. So just click on that. It'll go directly to their website so you can always find them. And if any of them have shows, we've listed them on our must listen to page. And guess where that is? That is the Take Action tab. So go check it out. All right. It is 12:19. I'm 2 minutes over today. So my next guest is a new partner. He's got an incredible program, by the way, which based on what it is, and he's going to tell you all about it, I'm sure his business has been booming for the past 18 months. My next guest is Joseph Fung. He's a 5x technology founder, smart guy, speaker, and early stage investor, primarily in women-owned businesses. Someone listening, this might be your guy. His company, Uvaro, helps people learn how to sell technology and land amazing roles at fast-growing technology companies with their online career accelerator. Audience, Give him a big round of applause. Joseph, how are
Michelle,
you?
Thanks for having me. I'm so good. Oh, my goodness. What a warm welcome. I need an applause soundtrack to follow me around because that just got me so pumped.
You should do it. You should start your day that way. You know, you walk into your office and then click the button, and then you're like, I can do this. Thank you very much, everyone. Just talk to your fake audience. They're the ones that will always love you. So that's the thing you got to keep in mind.
Oh, totally. The kids would never let me live it down, though. Yeah, it would be terrible.
So your program is pretty innovative. Of course it is, because you're a tech guy. You guys are always so smart, always so ahead of the game, you know? So tell us about it. Tell us a little about you, since you are new to our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform.
For sure. So I'm in so many ways that tech founder stereotype. I studied engineering. I thought I'd build software and change the world. And the reality is changing the world is more than just software. And that's what we're trying to do right now. So, man, the world of tech is so cool, but people feel like they're getting left behind. So really, we built like a translation layer. We bring people in, we teach them how to talk about tech, how to sell tech, and then we introduce them to these great tech companies, and man, it's changing their lives. They're just getting these jobs they never could have before. They're feeling more fulfilled, and I get to ride alongside them. So it's really, really fulfilling.
And there's a lot of jobs in the tech field now, more so probably than ever before, especially because people are home, so they can even expand. They don't have to pay rent. You don't have rent space. You can hire more tech people.
Totally. People don't realize this. Everyone thinks about tech as engineers and people with a computer, but you know, most tech companies have twice as many sales and marketing people as they have engineers. And there's over 500,000 open jobs right now just waiting to be filled.
That is unbelievable. So let's just say somebody's a really great salesman, but you know, they don't know that much in tech. This is a great opportunity for them to really learn that specific niche to then go take their sales skills and maybe add a zero to what they were earning before, because tech's pretty lucrative, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. So we've got people who were selling roofing and construction supplies, people who were selling Harley Davidsons, people who were bartenders or, you know, working at hotel front desks. And on average, our grads are more than doubling their income from before
wow.
the program to the job they landed after. Yeah, it's life-changing, and it's a real privilege to get a chance to contribute to that.
And let's just take away the fears of tech. Most people think, oh, I'm not a tech person. I'm not even that great with a computer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's like anything else. As long as you learn the basics and you learn the language and kind of a gist on what it is, because that's what you guys are showing anyone. A good salesperson could sell anything.
Totally. And the reality is for tech, because, I mean, everything's a subscription these days, like from your Netflix to your phone. When you're selling tech, it's often less about persuading somebody and more about finding a problem. So really, you get to spend your day talking to people, finding problems and solving them. And the hard part is, you know, you pick up a few new words, you're learning a couple of pieces of software, but the really big thing is actually just that resilience. And people have been through so much the last 18 months. People have so much resilience and strength that they didn't know they had, and they've learned that, and now they can apply it in a much more lucrative role. And that's really cool, because people have this untapped strength that they didn't know they had.
It's like working smarter, not harder. It's probably an easier, well, it sounds like it's an easier product to sell than what you've probably been selling in the past, because everybody knows they need it. And if you can make their life easier, and especially when all these things are connecting together, they have to, you know, you're saving them money in addition to time. And that's what everybody wants, especially if it's something new and cool and exciting.
Totally. There are so many new products out there. When you're reaching out to clients, you know, it's, again, not about pushing something that someone doesn't need. It's about showing them this new world. And yeah, if they don't have that pain point, that's okay. You know, you can talk to somebody else. But if they do have that pain point, you get to chat to someone like that every single day, you feel like a hero, because you're helping them accomplish something they didn't know they could do.
Yeah, and this is small business. This is even medium size. This is corporate. You know, it covers the whole blanket of what people are needing. Because I've just been looking at a couple of websites that I – I just heard of, and I went, oh my God, you can do that? That's a thing? Who knew? It would just save so much time, especially the companies that have bigger budgets to spend on things. So why don't you just kind of give them an idea, like a rundown real briefly of how the program works and how people can get involved?
Sure. So people apply for our program online. Our website is Uvaro, UVARO.com. And we have programs that start every month. The whole program itself, we have a 4-week one and a 12-week one, depending if someone's working or not, they tend to pick. And at the end of the program, they get certified as a tech sales professional, and we introduce them to tech companies. So we shortcut all that interview process. On average, they land their new role 17 days after completing our program. And the part that's really cool is we have payment options that are tied to employment. So there's no need to pay for the training up front. 2/3 of our students don't actually pay anything until they land a job, and then it's geared to their actual income. So it's so much more affordable, and it's better for the companies too, because they get better trained talent and they've got this pipeline. So it's a win-win for everybody involved.
So let me get that right. So while they're training, they're not paying for the course. Once they get the job, then you work out a payment plan, because obviously they have a decent amount of income. It's actually, like you said, sometimes twice as much. So then that way they can pay for the course, but they've already got the job. So you're doing it like opposite of college, which doesn't seem to go over very well for people. Is that correct?
Well, college doesn't go well for people. It's embarrassing. I mean, what is it? $40,000 average debt. 3/4 of people take a job just to, like, in a random field to pay for that debt. And yeah, no, ours is totally different. Our numbers, Stanford, the average tech sales role earns more than $70,000. And a lot of the people who come into our program were working in restaurants or driving Uber or things like that. And a lot of them are earning $30,000 or less. And that kind of life-changing result, we feel confident in that. So, yes, people don't have to pay until after they land a role. And then our incentives, our goals are aligned to theirs. So their success is our success.
Sounds very common sense-ish. I like that. We like common sense on this platform. That's probably why you're so successful. So give your website information, would you, Joseph?
Totally. Uvaro, UVARO.com. And if anyone wants to hit me up, I'm always happy to chat. I'm on all the socials at Joseph Fung, all one word, lowercase, and I'm always happy to have a conversation.
Amazing. I love this program. We needed you years and years ago, but hopefully we can get the word out more now, change people's lives, get them into some really great positions, and go here instead of school, people. You don't need to go to college and spend all that money. 4 weeks, you can go get a nice job by working with Joseph. So thank you, Joseph. Welcome to the platform, and I look forward to talking to you next month. I love what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Yeah.
Amazing. Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Awesome. Yeah. You tech guys, you're all so smart. So thank you, Joseph. We'll talk to you next month. Wow. Who knew? See? Kind of knew the model for college wasn't quite common sense. It didn't quite make sense. So yeah, go reach out to Joseph and go change your life. Go do that. Go make some more money. More money. We love more money. All right, it's 12:28, I'm a minute over. All right, I picked up a minute. We did good there. My next guest, Damari Gold. She is not your typical accountant. She's passionate about helping women business owners understand their money because it goes beyond the business. So are you ready to be a confident money woman? Let's hear Damari's 2 cents. See how I did that? Damari's 2 cents. Audience, big round of applause for a smart lady. Damari, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You can take that. You can use that in your spiel, the 2 cents. Mm-hmm. And I hope you're going to give us a lot more than 2 cents today.
I will. I'm going to give you a whole dollar.
Awesome. All right, so since you are new partner to our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, please tell us a little about yourself, and then let's jump into some money tips.
Definitely. My career has been in tax accounting for the past about 15 years in accounting, 10 years in tax accounting specifically. I am an enrolled agent, which is the highest certification you can get from the IRS, And I help entrepreneurs really simplify taxation and accounting and all of that money stuff that comes around with business. But a lot of times we wait till things get a little bit too messy to try to fix it. So my goal is to help online entrepreneurs especially get ahead of all of this stuff before it gets too crazy.
Well, this similar to what we were talking about with Joseph. I'm not a big fan of the curriculum in the schools, whether it's the lower schools or the upper institutions, you know, one of the big education,
even college
propaganda, indoctrinations, the systems that cost a lot of money. You know, they don't learn about money in school. They don't learn about money. That should be, you know, your first warning. Why is my kid here if they're not going to learn about money and what to do with it, how to make it, and how to manage it? So, and you would think after all this time, they would implement that. What I've figured out is they don't want to implement that. They don't want you to know about money. They want you to be in debt. They want you to borrow. They want you to use credit cards. They don't want you to be successful. They want you to be afraid of the stock market. And they really don't want you to have a small business that's successful. So they'd rather just have you, drive it into the ground once you do start it and then try to go borrow some more money from them. So kind of that's what I've learned over the past couple of months. That was my thing that popped in my head.
We're conditioned to continue on with that cycle, right? Taxes are some part of life, or what are two guarantees in our life, death and taxes, and we are not taught about taxes, which is really interesting.
Yeah, by design. It's amazing what we have found out over the past 18 months of what has actually been created by design. But thankfully, there's people like yourself who are coming to the rescue, put your cape on, and you're trying to help women, not everybody, but women specifically, to manage their money, to understand it. And you mentioned that, being a confident money woman. So you said also that money is much more than just money in the business. Talk about that for a minute or so.
Yeah, it is. For me, what my slogan is, freedom at any wage. And what it is that a lot of us start businesses for a reason. It's not just because of the money. Money does play a factor. But what it is that we're trying to create for ourselves is we're trying to create freedom. We're trying to create security. We're trying to create confidence within ourselves to be able to create the life that we want to live. And more so, we're seeing that as people in 2020 have seen changes in their own life, right? And the impact that this whole thing had in our lives and creating jobs and creating new opportunities for themselves in business or, you know, starting a business. But we all strive to be able to create freedom for ourselves. And freedom doesn't start when you make six figures. Freedom starts when you figure out how to manage your money early on, because your bad habits are going to carry you through every wage, through every tax bracket. It doesn't matter. I've seen it many times before. I've seen companies, business owners make a million in gross revenue and still cannot manage to save enough, less than, 10% of net profit or even less than that, because they have bad management skills or when it comes to money. And a lot of that runs into your personal life. So how you're running your personal life and the habits you have in your personal life can definitely spill over onto your business. So understanding what your goal is really when it comes to having a business and starting one, and then understanding your, I guess, spending habits would be another thing to take into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had somebody else on a couple months ago, and they said once they kind of just did an evaluation of their own spending of different things online that were monthly subscriptions or renewals, when they actually took a look at it, it was like $200. And they said, I don't even remember that this is something I signed up for, or they slipped in another month of Hulu or something crazy that they weren't paying attention. So, I mean, something simple like that can make a huge difference in people's livelihood and budgets, because you really got to pay attention to, you know, if somebody says, well, how much is your overhead per month? Most people don't have an answer. That's not a good response.
That's right. A lot of people don't have an answer. Actually, I was just thinking about the stabilizing overhead. Sometimes people don't understand the difference between their fixed costs and their variable costs and how you want to be able to stabilize those two things so that when you are making money, it's not all over the place, or you need to know what is your break-even point and what is really going to make you money outside of that. And when it comes to business and personal, a lot of times people mix both of those together. They start combining a lot of things, and that's where people can get in trouble, because you poke holes is what I call them. If you ever fill up a bag with water and you start poking small holes, one little hole might not do it if you just take a needle, you know. It might take a long time. But the problem is that we start poking lots of little holes. And over time, that drains the bag of its water, right? So a lot of times we don't see that in our finances, because I've seen in the past people say like, oh, your $5 coffee habit isn't going to be what's making you poor. No, it's not necessarily that, but a lot of those $5 habits are the ones that are hurting you, not just the one. It's multiple, because when we do things in smaller increments, we don't notice them, versus when we do things in bigger increments. But those small increments add up to big money.
Yeah, it does add up. So I know that you've got some great information on your website and some programs for people to jump into, because they really need to get a handle on this to kind of just, you know, get control so they can move forward. So give your website and plug anything that you have that you want people to focus on.
Definitely. So DamariGold.com, and I have a course called Entrepreneurship 101, where I'm teaching you the fundamentals of business, tax, and money, how to understand what business structure is, best practices when it comes to your business and managing your money, a business expense worksheet, forms you need to be informed of and aware of, understand. And then I go through a lot of different things, hiring independent contractors, hiring employees. I give a lot of the fundamentals and the basics so that we have something to build upon.
That's great. That's great. It's really great resources. I checked it out the other day, so I encourage everyone to go check it out. Give the website one more time, would you? Damari Gold.
Yes, DamariGold.com.
So is that your real last name, or did you change it to be your stage name because you're talking about
that's
money?
My artist name. That's my artist name, because my firm is the Gold Standard Accounting and Tax. So.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Michael Mesmer, that's not his last name either. Mesmer, mesmerized, hypnosis. So yeah, it's you guys are
there
all
we go.
You guys are all on the right track. You gotta have that special name for your branding. So good going, girl. Gold. All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next month, Damari. You're doing great work.
Absolutely.
Keep helping everybody learn money, because we don't learn it in school by design.
Yes.
Thank you, my dear.
Take care. Bye bye.
Money, 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 money. Yeah, I told you. They don't want you to learn about it. They want you to be in the dark about the money, because they want you to just borrow, be in debt, be a servant, a servitude, a slave to the system.
Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening.
All right, real quick, we got some events coming up right here in Arizona, right here in Mara, Corruption County. On a Tuesday, our buddy Patty Porter is gathering a bunch of patriots, because they're going to go deliver those notices in order to go ahead. And you heard it here first. They're going to close the border. Again, remember, we talked about it. There's no reason that our Governor Doug Ducey, goes and stop the border flow. He has the legal right, according to the Constitution, in order to stop it immediately with a stroke of a pen. And they're choosing not to. They keep saying the feds are running the operation, but it's not true. So that is on Tuesday at 1 p.m. And then on Wednesday, this one's kind of big, the Look Ahead Arizona, which is part of the Look Ahead America Project. They're doing a rally to free political prisoners, all these people that are being put in jail illegally. And for long reasons, you know, they're not getting their rights are being violated. So go ahead to that. That's over in Scottsdale. And guess who's coming to Mayor of Corruption County? That'd be President Donald J. Trump. That's July 24th here in Phoenix, Arizona. That's a Saturday. So there's no reason that you can't go. So to get all the information and check out when the times are and the locations, just go to our live events page. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. Everything is under that Take Action tab. Tons and tons of information. And then go to the live events page. That way you know exactly where to go. You don't have to write some of this stuff down. Just go check out the live events page. We're adding live events as we find them, whether they're here or across the country. It just happens to be the ones that are here that are this week. So go check that out Tuesday and Wednesday and then the following Saturday. All right, 12:39. I am a little behind. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to catch up right now. All right, my next guest is Tom Palladino. He's a scalar energy researcher who specializes in helping people restore their health, regain vitality, and energetically clear health-robbing substances with light energy. He developed a technique called scalar light that supports the body's natural healing capabilities for body, mind, and spirit. And I'm going to let him explain. I kind of get it, but I don't kind of get it. So audience, give a big round of applause. Tom, how are you today?
I am well. Thank you for the invitation, Michelle.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I'm trying to get my arms around this technique. I kind of get a gist of it because I believe in the universe. I believe in the energy. I get the Nikola Tesla, but simplify it for the audience so they can really understand.
It's very simple. It's sunlight or starlight. Some people call this Tesla energy. It's not electricity. It's a different type of energy. And with this energy, we can control physical matter. We can actually create or disassemble a molecular bond. So with scalar energy, or what people call Tesla energy today, we have control over physical matter.
So how is that getting from however you're capturing it with this light technology that you're using to people? Because you're doing the therapy. Because I started mine I think 2 weeks ago. So you're doing it remotely, but yet it's affecting all of these different parts of their body, their mind, their spirit. So explain how that works.
Sure. In similar fashion, to use an analogy, if you have a satellite would send an image to a television or a voice modulation to a cell phone. Well, obviously a person is not inside your television, it's their image. And that's what I work with. I work with photographs of people, and their photograph has incorporated their force field or their image. So this is an informational field. It's information. It's non-physical. So I work with people around the world by way of their photograph. People will email me their photograph, as you did. And once I access that information field, then I can have an immediate access with you or anybody in that photograph. So people will send me their photographs or even photographs of their pets.
So is there a reason? Well, I shouldn't even ask this, but I'll wait for your answer. This is something that most people don't know about. This is something that you don't hear, you know, the powers that be talk about it. Is it because it actually works and it is something where they don't want us to know about it, which is what we're finding out about many things?
Precisely. This is suppressed technology. I studied Tesla as a youngster, and I have walked, so to speak, in that path, and I have created Tesla instruments, or what we know as today as scalar energy instruments. And I am substantiating what Tesla did over 100 years ago. It's true. It's accurate. But the powers that be do not want this technology. Scalar energy is a game changer. It's going to change the military-industrial complex. And hence, it's a threat to those in power.
Yeah, because it's not some energy that you normally buy, like gasoline or oil or solar or any of that. So they can't really... they can't monetize it. They can't get their little grubby hands on it. And especially if it's healing you as a person, then you can't, then you don't need their medications. You don't need big pharma, which obviously we're not big fans of anymore.
Right. Exactly. And this is why the powers that be 100 years ago shut down or undermined Tesla, because they knew he had captured this free energy. Again, it's from the sun and it's from the stars. And starlight, sunlight, is free energy. And this is why you don't hear so much about scalar energy. It is a suppressed technology.
So for people that are still a little confused, or they're thinking, what is this? Just think opposite of everything that you've known and you've been told. And since we've been kind of talking a little brainwashing here, so it's just the opposite, which, based on 18 months watching it play out live, you can believe it, right? So whenever it's opposite of what you're hearing from the norm, then that's something that you need to really pay attention to. Would you agree?
I agree. I concur. This is very real. This technology will serve to, if you will, advance mankind. But it's a threat to those in power today. So I would ask people to be open-minded and look at my website and consider the advances that I have made.
And I gave a couple that you did personally that you can testify to where there was a drastic change in your own health or your mind or something along those lines.
Sure. When people email me a photograph, again, I work with their photograph, with their information field, and I could tell, I can pick up, say, a virus, say, the herpes virus by way of their photograph. Well, after I work with them, many of those people have test results that come back negative. They can't explain it, but the herpes virus has been eradicated. Now, keep in mind, I'm not working with people. I'm working with their photograph. But it seems that after I work with their photograph, it seems that many of the viruses and bacteria in their body have been eradicated.
It's fascinating. And I would say, you know, a year and a half ago, most people would think, this is just nuts. But now, because, you know, we've all had our own great awakenings, that it makes a lot more sense and more people are inclined to pay attention, to give it a try, because, you know, when you watch a commercial on TV and they tell you about a medication, you know, as they're telling you the laundry list of side effects, and usually now they all include death, you're like, what the? No thanks. Let me try something else like scalar energy. That's a little bit better of an option.
I agree, and this is the new technology that's coming out. It does sound futuristic, but keep in mind, I am working with scientific instruments, and these instruments follow a function. They follow a specific work function, and they do work.
So the process is they go to the website, they could sign up, and they can get a trial, and then depending on what they want to focus on afterwards, there's different packages. So mention that real quick.
That's correct. The website is scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can upload, email us a photograph, and we work with you for free for 15 days. And there's no obligation, and all you have to do is go about your daily activities. You don't have to change your lifestyle. I work with your information field by way of your photograph. This is the new science, the new Tesla science, the new science of scalar energy.
Well, let's put it this way. Anybody... I mean, you just said it's 15 days for free. So there's no reason that everybody that's listening doesn't give it a try. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. And then you take it from there because, you know, what you're doing isn't working, right? Whether it's your diet, your food, your exercise, or the medications you're on. So you have nothing to lose. Give the website one more time, would you?
Sure. Scalarlight.com. And avail yourself. You can send in photographs of family members if, with their permission. Scalarlight.com.
All right. This is fascinating. I'm looking forward to having you come back on next month to give us some more information, and then we can talk about the differences that I have found. We can do a little deeper dive, so we can just get everyone to give it a try. Like I said, it doesn't hurt. There's no reason why you can't. It's not going to cost you anything. So thank you, Tom. Thank you for being so innovative and healing the world in a good way for a change.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for the opportunity to speak.
You're welcome. Fascinating. Yeah. So I've been doing it and I need to learn a little bit more about it and pay a little bit more attention, but I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing that this week. And then we're going to have him back on. We're going to talk about that, go into detail. All right. It's 12:48. I'm going to be real quick because I've been over on all the segments, but I just wanted to thank all the listeners, the live listeners. June, we were at 800,000, which is awesome, on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. That's just the live listeners on one platform. So thank you all for who's been listening. And of course, everyone that's been downloading on demand, those numbers have been off the charts too. Yeah, considering people are going back to work. So we're still getting the huge live listening. So, of course, join our community. We'd love to have you. Follow us on social media. Reach out. Tell us what kind of shows you want to hear about, what kind of guests you want to hear from. And you can subscribe to on your favorite podcast player. And, of course, the newsletter, get around that censorship. You know they love to censor us. And please share this platform and these shows with your family, friends, and contacts in order, and your clients, too, in order to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. There literally is hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content that will help you in every aspect of your lives. All this information is on the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just scroll down. You will see the graphic for links. That'll get you to all the links for all of the social media. Right there also is all the links to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Newsletters, lower right-hand corner on all the pages. So please go check it out and do that. And one more thing real quick. Don't forget about our Marketplace tab. We've partnered with 57 different well-known websites and brands to cover every type of product and service that you could think of. And anytime you go directly to our website and you purchase something, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom, which, you know, we're lacking in the freedom area. So we want to help out those nonprofits to, you know, get this country back on track. So before you go buy anything online, check out our marketplace first. You never pay more than what you would pay if you went directly to their websites, and you usually get a discount. And don't forget, we've got our big mic, MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, our promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. They're running specials all the time. You get anywhere from 30, 40, 50, 60 some percent off, buy one, get ones. And the products are amazing, especially if you want to get a dog bed. They got some sales on dog beds right now. They got sheets, they've got towels, they've got pillows. We've got 110 different products. So go buy some stuff to help you. Go help your friends sleep better, feel better. Go check out the products. Get a dog bed for your little puppy, for your little doggy. And you'll also help out some amazing nonprofits too. And he donates 20%. And now also, don't forget, it is a patriotism month. So if you want to get some patriotic gear, we got four different companies, including Steve Cern's, the Flag Shirt Company. And they have everything you can imagine. Shirts is just one thing. They've got all kinds of gear, all kinds of paraphernalia. So head over to the Marketplace tab, and you will see that over. There is a special page for patriotic gear. Go check that out. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab. You can go to MyPillow directly at MyPillow.com and use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. I think I got everything covered. 1252. Oof. Oh, man, a little over today. All right, so my next guest is Betsy Wurtzel. She's the host of Chatting with Betsy podcast, and she's helping caregivers by education, inspiration, and advocating. Today we are talking about surprise medical bills. Audience, big round of applause for my Jersey girl. Betsy, how are you today?
Good, Michelle. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome, my dear. So medical bills, surprise,
yes.
Surprise. It's for everybody. It's not even necessarily the caregivers, but since you're deep into that, tell us what's going on.
Yes.
What can we do, even though you just want to throw it in the garbage?
Yes, this is for everyone, Michelle. When you open up that bill from the doctor or the hospital, and you might need your inhaler or call the squat because you can't believe how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to give some tips on how to avoid surprise medical bills. First of all, you need to make sure that the doctor or facility you go to is in your plan. Things change. Doctors come in and out of plans. Don't ask the doctor's office. They won't know. Call your insurance company. Do your homework or go online. Now, if you have an insurance like mine where there's tier one, where you just pay a copay, that's what you want to do if you can. Tier two, you will have to pay, in my insurance, up front, the whole amount until you reach your deductible. Sometimes you have to go to a tier two. I know I have to with one of my doctors. I have no choice. Go to a facility that is in your plan, that is in your network. Go to a laboratory that is in your network. Of course, if you, God forbid, are in a accident, you're unconscious, you don't have a say of where they take you. So that you're just going to have to deal with when you recuperate. But make sure you go to a hospital that's in network. Everything that you do needs to be in network. If you need something pre-certified, an MRI, you need to make sure you get that pre-certified or they're not going to pay for it. Also, sometimes, Michelle, there is a problem with the coding, how the doctor's office did the coding for your procedure. So call up. I tell people, and I had more experience in this than I care to, Don't be afraid to call your doctor's office or their billing department and question them before you pay a bill. Call your insurance company and ask them, is this what I owe? I just got a bill from the doctor. Is this what I owe? And that actually happened to me today. So I called up my insurance. They said, no, I do not owe anything. I called up the billing department. They're saying I had to. I got the insurance company to get on the phone with the billing department to send a proof that I do not owe anything. Do not be afraid to contact your insurance company to speak up for you. That's what they're there for. It's what they get paid to do. And you can always ask for a supervisor. You know, if you're not happy with what they're telling you in the billing department, ask your supervisor. You'd be surprised how far you could get. Be nice, but be firm. And I've had more problems due to their incompetence. It just boggles my mind, losing my check. And I have to prove that I paid my copay. I mean, it's...
Well, everybody needs to remember that the insurance companies are there to make money. They're not there to cover things, right, because that's not how it works. They're there to deny, and they're there to make money. So they're going to slip things in. They're going to code things. It's not necessarily the most honest operation because there's too much money in it. They know most people just, if they can, they pay rather than actually paying attention. So it sounds like the first thing people need to do is find out exactly what their insurance covers prior to even having to go to a doctor and find out from an emergency standpoint and a regular, so you're prepared and you kind of know, you know, you got to plan ahead. You know, we've got to pay more attention. We can't rely on these quote-unquote false authorities and powers that be because they're not in it for our best interests and they're not in it to help us. They're all in it for their own agendas and to make money. So with that being said, you've got to know exactly what you have, and then be more observant. You got to pay more attention. You got to be involved in all of this stuff. I mean, and it seems like the theme of the day is that the accelerated level of personal responsibility to find out really what is going on in all of these different categories, more so now than ever, because you can't you can't trust these powers that be. Because they're not telling you the truth, guys. I'm going to be blunt. They're not telling you the truth. You got to do the digging and the dirty work yourself to find out exactly what it is. And then you got to stick up for yourself. Kind of like how we have to stick up for our freedoms and our liberty. It's amazing how it's all paralleling together. You know what I mean, Betsy?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Michelle. Like, you have to be an advocate. I don't care if you're a caregiver or not. You need to be an advocate at least for yourself. And yes, Michelle, you're right. You have to do your homework. You have to. You have no other choice. And I'm going to tell your audience something, Michelle. The insurance companies and the billing department aren't planning on someone speaking up. They say, you'll just say it and, you know, it'll go away. They don't plan on anyone having a big mouth and doing appeals.
We haven't done it. We've just laid down and said, whatever, you guys, okay, we'll just go along with it. Well, pretty typical past 18 months, too. Betsy, I gotta bump because we've got to bring on the next guest here shortly. So can you, you want to plug your website or tell them how to find you on social media?
Sure. You can find me at PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com, Chatting with Betsy, and Chatting with Betsy is on all your favorite podcast outlets. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for
You're welcome, Jersey girl. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, bye-bye.
And don't forget, all of the guest websites are on our website, so you can easily find them. And I made it so once you click on the name of their company, it's in blue. You know, the link for blue, it goes directly to their website. So just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click that Take Action tab. Everything is under that Take Action tab, and you will see the purpose-driven partner segment. That is this live segment that we do, 5 guest 7-minute segments. Tons of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And all the information is there. So just scroll down, see the topics, see the episode numbers. I try to make it very easy for you to find. You know, it's kind of like Home Depot is a working warehouse. This is a working website, working resource platform, literally the ultimate resource platform for everything that you need in your life. Now, real quick, before I bring my next guest, I do want to talk about some business tips because this is a real good one.
Let's get down to business.
All right. So on episode 230, our all-star partner, Judy Hoberman, offered her How to Sell Made Easy program for free. I started taking it. It's excellent. Excellent. So my suggestion is to listen to the show, episode 230. Then you can email her, and then she will send you the link so you can take the class, the program for free, and you can instantly increase your sales. Second half of the year, guys, you need to be doing that. So why not take advantage of this free service from an amazing all-star partner? And of course, you can listen to any of her shows if you want to go to the all-star section. She did a great job during the all-star week back in March. So for all of those that want to take their business to the next level, I want you to hear a little bit about our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience called Promos for a Purpose. And then we'll bring on our next guest.
No, 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes. Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. And for those of you who have not joined any of the groups or started following any of our special guests, in order to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community, remember, Take Action BLC, Business, Life, and Community. Go over to that page, guess where, under the Take Action tab, and it is listed as Must Follow and Join, and you'll see people and groups. So it's time to get involved. Remember, you need to get involved in at least one group for your business, one group that does something to enhance the quality of your life, and one, which I suggest at least one, probably two or three, that are very active in the community, because we all need to step up to the plate and do something, because our country and our freedoms are on the line here. And we're talking about that next for the remainder of the show. You know how I love America First. I love it to save this country. I've been trying to get everybody energized because, as I mentioned, even in the breaking news, school is coming. That means the meetings are going to start again, school board meetings, city council meetings. We already know that the teachers union is coming after kids, and so is the CDC, wanting them to get vaccinated, that non-vaccine, these scary bars numbers. Yeah. So go check out that tab, Take Action tab, and the Must Follow and Must Join groups. Pick your groups, pick your people, and right next to their banners, you can listen to the episode that they were on so you can learn more about who they are and what they do. And of course, just click the big banner and it'll take you to their website. And let them know that you reach out to them. Let them know that you heard about them on the show. They'll give you some extra VIP treatment. I promise. All right, it's 103. Ooh, we've got to bring on our next guest because I am fired up about this segment. I am fired up. You know who I love talking to? My patriotic peeps. So it's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun are two special guests, but first up is Miss Darlene Swaffer. She's an America First candidate running for U.S. Congress in Florida's District 22, that is Broward and Palm Beach counties, that is Trump country. She's currently the chairwoman for Broward County Republican National Hispanic Assembly and owns a very successful Medicare and health insurance agency, The Swamp. Definitely needs more small business owners and, of course, politicians who actually love this country, because there's not a lot of them in their audience. Big round of applause for this America First passionate patriot. Darlene, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michelle. What an intro. I'm so humbled.
Well, you know, we're a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. And when we find our passionate patriots that are out there, they're actually taking initiative to make a difference, we're just extremely excited to have them become part of our community, too. So thank you for coming on. Thank you for spending some time with us today and telling us. I don't even know where to begin. So tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll just dig right into what's going on in this country and how you're going to help fix it when you get to the swamp.
Absolutely. Well, they have called me a pissed off Hispanic conservative woman once or twice. And I think that's what's definitely driven me. I've personally had enough of the craziness that's going on in our country and this perpetual radical left agenda to destroy our country, destroy our constitution, destroy our way of life, destroy our Judeo-Christian values, destroy our history. And, you know, you can go on and on and on. And I've personally had enough. I'm thinking about the future for our children. I have a son that just turned 12. And I look at him and I wonder, I mean, you know, I've lived my life. I've traveled around the world. I have a successful business, been married, had a child. And I'm not really thinking about me. I'm thinking about him, and I'm thinking about future generations. And there's a lot of research that I did, Michelle, 4 years on the Constitution, but also on early American history. And I understand what the sacrifices that our founding fathers went through. And that's when I kind of stepped in and said, you know, we know, just like you said, we no longer can take a step back and watch someone defend our freedom for us. It's like General Flynn said, you can't freeload on the backs of those that are willing to fight for us. Our freedom isn't free. We have to fight for the inheritance for our children. And that's the reason why I'm getting in the fight, because there's a lot of people that are in Congress or running for Congress that I don't trust, but I trust me. I trust that I will never be compromised, and I trust that I would be fighting tooth and nail for our Constitution every chance I got.
You know, you hit it right there on the head. There's a lot of people that are running, or a lot of people that are already there that we cannot trust. I would say that the number is, you know, there's only a handful of people that I like. One of them is, of course, the notorious MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who came on the show. Mm-hmm. She's episode 213 for anyone who wants to tune in. She is a leader in the movement. And, of course, the left hates her. So I'm excited for you to get mm-hmm. there so you two can join forces. So you've got, you know, you've got her, and then, of course, you got this pissed off Hispanic that's coming in, because, you know, the left hates. They hate when minorities are conservative and Republican, because they think
they have
the market on the minorities, because they think that, you know, they want to keep everybody suppressed. They want to keep everybody needing and wanting them, because they have to justify their existence. So when those common sense caps go on and people just actually understand what the whole conservative principles are, you know, I hate to say Republican Party, but let's just say conservative principles, because who's running the Republican Party right now? Not a big fan of the Ronna McDaniel. I'm not a big fan of the Kevin McCarthy. You know, I have no patience for rhinos. You know, I like to eat rhinos for lunch. I like to eat rhinos for lunch. But at least, you know, once people are really understanding what the values are, and then they go, oh my God, that's me. But they've been telling me for all these years that's not me. And then, of course, now this whole new push, this movement, has gone so far to the left that it's beyond left. Like, I don't know what you could say is beyond left, but they've taken it to that next level where it's just so extreme that I'm hoping that because they pushed the envelope so far, that even more people are going to go, you know, you guys just got to stop. This is out of control. I don't believe anything that you're doing, and what you're trying to do is actually really, really destructive. Did I lose you, my dear?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, no. I don't want to lose her. I can't lose her. So, yeah, what specifically, what are you finding is going in your county? Isn't your county a little blue? Isn't your county a little blue?
It is. There's a lot of blue, but there's also some purple areas. And, you know, I think the last go around when they had redistricted our community, there was a lot of gerrymandering going on. Mm-hmm. We right now have a Republican-led House, Republican-led Senate, and Republican governor. And what I'm hoping for is just more fairness. When I looked at the early predictive maps, the districts looked like they were supposed to look. So I saw a little bit more squares and rectangles, and, of course, nothing set in stone. We're being redistricted towards the end of the year, but they won't look like how they're looking now. For instance, District 20 looks like the shape of a hand, and the fingers go across three counties. When you look at it, it doesn't make sense. So you do realize that there was a little overreach there in trying to capture specific, you know, voters. So that's what I see here locally. But I believe even in the purple or blue areas, our community cares about what you and I care about. I mean, they care about school choices. They care about safe communities. They're concerned with what's happening at the border. You know, they don't want criminals coming over the border. They don't want trafficking. You know, they want a strong economic development policies in place to bring in some more jobs. And, you know, when you look at the Biden administration, a lot of the decisions that they're making really hurts the middle class and really hurts the small business community, which, by the way, with that amazing introduction, I do want to add that I sit on the Leadership Council for the National Small Business Association. So obviously one of my passions is economic development and trying to protect the small business owner and local entrepreneurs.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you. When I checked out your CV, your long list of achievements, endorsements, et cetera, et cetera, it's extremely impressive. Before we talk more about this the current situation of what's going on in America, I wanted to point this out before I forgot. You've got a very interesting lineage of past ancestors. Did you want to mention the one that is jumping out at me right here with the initials B and F?
Oh, yeah, I'm the ninth great niece to Benjamin Franklin, and my fifth and sixth grandfathers fought in the Revolutionary War in the War of 1812.
When I saw that, I'm like, get out of here. So it's hard to figure out when you say great uncle, everyone's just trying. I was like doing a flow chart, trying to figure out who's this, who's that. So was it the mom side, the dad sides, or it was just kind of, it jumped, you know, it was so long ago. It winded through the system.
Right. It's on my father's side. My mom is from Puerto Rico. My mom was born in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. My father was born in Mobile, Alabama, and through his lineage, is how I went back through ancestry that's been verified with land records, war records, census, birth certificates, marriage certificates, death certificates. I have a pretty comprehensive, detailed pieces of evidence that prove my lineage. And he's my ninth great uncle. My ninth great grandfather is John Franklin. He's the oldest child between Josiah Franklin and Abiah Folger. So Josiah Franklin came to the United States from England fleeing for religious persecution reasons. And at the time he was married to Anne Child. They had actually had seven children, and she wound up dying in childbirth with the eighth child. 2 years later, he married Abiah Folger and had 10 children with her. And the oldest of those 10 was my ninth great-grandfather, and the youngest boy, the seventh child, was Benjamin Franklin.
Wow. Yeah, the patterns of men haven't changed in the past 300 years. You know, the first wife's no longer there. Boom, they jump onto the second. It's just that they don't have as many kids as they used to, but that's a whole other show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's another show, exactly.
Oh, that is so awesome. What a great story to be able to share with people. And then also to just say, mm-hmm. you know what, as you mentioned, you came here for for religious freedoms, which is where we are now, which is, you know, I think that's what people need to take a step back and say all of the things of why this country was started and what our founding fathers wanted for us is, you know, what we're fighting against now. So when you're talking to people in the community, and you're going, you know, you're talking to both sides because you got to talk to everybody. So does people actually say, you know what, I really like critical race theory. I think it's a great idea. I really like this whole transgender push so that our kids can learn about all of this extreme sex education at the age of, like, you know, 6 years old. I think masks and vaccinations for children are an awesome idea, especially it's an experimental drug. And we already know masks don't do anything to actually hurt you. And, of course, we know that children are 50 times more likely to die from the non-vaccine than the actual COVID because it's just a form of the flu. So are they saying, yeah, this is a really cool idea, I like all that stuff? Has anyone said that to you?
No. There's only one person I've come across that in LinkedIn who's pushing critical race theory. But, you know, if you go back, I love this one author. His name is William Federer. He's a world-renowned author who teaches the subject of socialism from Plato to present. And if you look at how Plato was describing the lost city of Atlantis, he was going through the different stages of a decline of a civilization. And all the steps that he described was socialism. So socialism always leads. Always. It's like it's never been a successful model. It always leads to the decline of a civilization. Well, one of those steps was a stage in civilization that was called tolerance. And so if you look at that stage, it's telling you we should be tolerant of transgenders competing in girls' sports or showing their privates at a spa in front of other girls or using the bathroom with our young girls. We should be very tolerant of, you know, anything that they're doing that is not morally or social conscious and based on the principles of Judeo-Christian values. Anything antithesis to that, we should be tolerant. And that's actually a stage. If you look at the study of that, that's a stage. So, you know, if we get on board and we are tolerant of critical race theory that only teaches hate, it's teaching you to identify each other by color, okay? It's teaching you to hate your country, opposite of what Dr. Martin Luther King had a vision for us to only judge each other by the content of our character, okay? So it's countering that, but we're supposed to be okay with that. We're supposed to go back 100 plus years and now only look at each other based on color. And we're supposed to be tolerant of that. So it's a play in driving our culture to be that of, you know, the direction of socialism. That's all it is. And the more that we talk about it, yes, we're recognizing it, but I think what we need to do, like you had mentioned before, and I loved it, that is we need to be focusing on solutions and we need to be unifying. We need to be banding together and actually countering their message because they're not expecting that. They're expecting us to fall in line. Just how easily we fell in line with the whole COVID lockdown thing. That was a whole exercise, right? We fell in line so quickly.
Yeah, we just let them run us over. They let us run them over and just, that's cool. Shut the business, shut the church, no big deal. We're cool with that.
Let all these small business owners go out of business and then let that put stress on our families and cause divorces and let all that, you know, all the stress of people that can't even pay their bills, let them go ahead and get suicided. I mean, nobody talks about the human factor that we all experienced this last, like, 1.5 years. We fell in line too quickly with that.
Yeah, the collateral damage that has happened, that is happening, that will continue to happen for you know, a generation or so, just from this whole episode, not including if we don't turn things around, because, you know, as I mentioned on this show a lot, well, the problem is not only do you have a Nazi Biden regime that is, you know, in charge, you've also got now trillions of dollars that's being fueled into the system to expedite every agenda that they have. And none of the agendas are good. Nothing is good. Nothing is positive. Nothing is going to help people. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they have what I call the 13 bigs, which is all the different industries on their side working in cooperation with them. So, I mean, it is the you've got the perfect storm of everything. The big Goliath, like the ultimate Goliath, is coming at us, you know, we the people, who are just trying to, you know, make it through the day, make sure the kids are learning in school, and, you know, everyone's just trying to either be at work and be successful or run their business. Mm-hmm. And we've got this whole other side of just pure evil that is there to destroy and destruct.
True.
But yet, then of course, all of those NGOs, which, you know, we have no patience for those, and all of these like policy groups and think tanks, they're all fueled with millions, if not billions, of dollars. And those people are full-time working at it. But then, you know, then we've got everybody on the right where we're doing life things. We don't have that kind of capacity. We don't have that kind of manpower. So it is more important than ever for the people to get together and actually physically get involved and join these groups that matter and support candidates like yourself, because we need more of you in there. Because, you know, like you said, there's lots of those rhinos in there. We need candidates like you to be in there so we know that you're actually doing some of, you know, you're doing at least hopefully the heavy lifting, and we'll do what we have to do on our end. So even if we had all of you, like let's say we just multiplied you by 434 over 443. So you, MTG, we just had all of yous in there. But we still need to do our part. So we can't drop the ball like we've done in the past. So we need to work together on all of that. So how, I know that you wanted to make this big difference, right? And you know that you have the solution. Just your business experience alone will be 100 times more than most of the people that are there. But I'm sure you're under attack. And as soon as you get through the primary, it's going to get real ugly. Do you want to kind of comment on that, on what they do and how deceptive they are? Because I want people to really understand who these people are and what their intentions are, if they haven't figured that out already.
Yeah, I mean, I think I get attacked every day. And I was deplatformed on March 18th from Facebook. So that included not only my personal page, but my business page, my business review, my platform page. Everything was deplatformed. So, and that was, I went through a verification process twice in order to be able to advertise for my campaign. So that's all gone. And yes, there's going to be attacks, but, you know, as a business owner, the norm for conservatives nationwide is we have to be really concerned about what we say, because an employer can drag us in their office and say, you know, we noticed some unconventional comments from you on social media, and you're terminated. Well, they can't do that to me. I'm a business owner. So it's probably another reason why there's some type of strategic advantage for me to be a candidate compared to the next person, right? And yes, there's going to be an attack probably on everything that they can come up with, but I've led a pretty moral life. There's no skeletons in my closet. And like I said earlier, like I've lived my life. I'm prepared for anything that comes my way. And I think I'm fearless in this process because I've got the full armor of God on. I wear my faith on my sleeve, and I'm in the position where I'm like, bring it on. Or is that all you got? Because I'm fighting for my child. I'm fighting for our children. I don't care what they throw at me. And I have no issue calling out, you know, things that are going on, like AOC is trying to eliminate the coal mining industry in Puerto Rico that represents the 20% of their energy resources, because that ties into her agenda, but it's all baseless. I'm calling out BlackRock Holdings and their property grab that's going on. I'm calling out the Democrats trying to do a power grab to turn D.C. into a state. You know, I'm calling out, you know, the 30-30 agenda of the land grab of farmers. You know, I'm calling everything out because I don't care. I don't care who I piss off. I'm fighting for my country.
I love it. You know, it's that Puerto Ricanio fire in you. It's the Latina. It's the Latina in you.
I grew up in a drug-infested hellhole of a place. It was drug violence. It was shootouts at 2 in the morning. It was prostitutes in the corner, police barricades at the end of the block. I had to show ID just to get home. I survived that. So when people tell me, Darlene, you're too nice, because I am. I'm a really nice person, okay? But these days I'm kind of pissed off because they're trying to destroy my country. So when they say, Darlene, you're too nice, you know, how are you going to make it in D.C.? It's such a swamp. I'm like, look, I know I'm ready for D.C., but I don't think D.C. is ready for me.
Oh, amen to that, sister. Because, you know, it's different. Like, they're mean and vindictive, and they make stuff up, and they lie, and they manipulate language. And, you know, they're the type of person where you can say, what color is the sky? And you know it's totally blue. And they'll say, well, it's green. And you're like, no, no, it's blue. And they're like, no, it's green. And you're just going, oh, my God, you know, like a sociopath. But your whole approach is different because yours comes from truth. Yours comes from passion. Yours comes from doing what's right. And of course, you know, you've got your faith in God behind you. So it's a total different fight. It's almost like easy.
Right.
Because you know, what are they going to say? Because whatever they say is just going to be a bunch of garbage that rolls out of their mouth, you know, like just a typical talking point. It's not going to be based on anything that's valid or facts. You're like, Brant, because, you know, the facts will win the conversation. And you're like, and then I'm going to throw in a little bit of my flair, and I'm going to throw in my pissed off attitude. So you better watch out, little girl. You know what I mean? That's what you should tell them.
Right. But it's also the more you pay attention to their craziness, you're fueling them. So we have to stop paying attention to their craziness, and we have to go with our own agenda. And, you know, I want to talk about the precinct strategy. I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but the precinct strategy is a way for everybody to get involved. You have to join the local GOP and become a state committee, or not state, rather, committee man and committee woman. And then you have to hold monthly meetings with all your super voters. Have a monthly meeting, get to know all the super voters, who they are, and then you have a ground game to get candidates elected. The only way that we can take back our country is if we can get America First candidates elected. That only happens if we have a ground game.
Yeah, that is so right. I became a PC a couple months ago because I saw it on the War Room, had no idea it was a thing. And then when I realized the importance of it, and then I saw what was going on in the rhino world here in some of the areas that they got the slippery rhinos in there, they don't want people to join and become a PC because that's how it's basically, you know, an incredible concept where it's ground roots and you can then be able to get rid of people that are higher up that become elected officials in the party and then running for office that don't stand for those America First values. So they don't want you to know that this exists because then they can't have their people stay there, which obviously that's the problem. That's easy to figure out because they haven't been fighting. They haven't been sticking up for we the people and the values that I would say a majority of the people in this country stand for. So yeah, that is a great plug.
Right.
And then of course, anybody that wants to know how to do that, if they go to our Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and you will see there's multiple pages there. So you want to become a precinct committee man, click on that. That'll get you over to Dan Schwartz or Dan Schultz's precinctstrategy.com.
Right.
And then, of course, in Maricopa, or as I call it, Maricorruption County, Arizona, it's really, really easy. So there's a special graphic for that. So go check out those pages, and that's anywhere in the country, and it'll get you the step-by-step instructions. So you definitely need to check that out. So thank you for bringing that up. So who are you against and who's in there now? Because I'm sure it's some crazy liberal that's holding that seat.
It's Ted Deutch. It's time to ditch Deutch.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. So the good thing is it's not somebody's name that I recognize from, you know, more nationwide recognition. So it should be a little bit easier to get him out of there, right? It's not like a Debbie Wasserman Schultz or a, I can't remember, you know what I mean?
Well,
so hopefully
best,
that'll
best
help you.
He's best friends with Debbie. Yeah, he's best friends with Debbie. He votes with Pelosi like 98% of the time. So his voting record kind of speaks for itself. It's very questionable. Really, no voting on anything that is for America first. There's nothing in that voting record for the last, like I would say, maybe 8 years. So, you know, if they want a career politician, absolutely they can continue to vote, you know, for someone like that. Or if they want somebody that's going to basically tear up the swamp, because I'm on a warpath to tear up the swamp, then they could consider voting for me.
Yeah, and that's why I said we need more of you. So obviously, everybody, you know, it takes a lot of money nowadays in order to run these campaigns because, as I mentioned, the lunatic left is just coming at us with literally trillions of dollars at this point. So how do people contribute and support you or even maybe volunteer for the campaign? What do you want? What do you need from we the people in order to get you in the swamp? You never thought you'd say, I want to go to the swamp, right?
I'm ready to mop up the swamp, girl. So, I definitely need help. I think every campaign has to reach certain milestones. So if I could reach the $100,000 milestone, that's when people start paying attention to campaigns. I mean, I wish I could just do a segment on what it takes to run for office because it's a little complicated, and I think the general public needs to know. But if you reach the 100K mark, then people start paying attention. When you reach like 250,000, then you may even get more interview requests. When you reach the $1 million mark, then all of a sudden you have everybody's attention. So I'm still trying to reach the 100K mark, and if 1,000 people, let's say, donate $5 or $10, they're not going to look at the small dollar amount. What they're going to look at is 1,000 people believe in her. 1,000 people believe enough in her campaign to contribute something. That sometimes can get the right people's attention. So when people think in terms of, you know, well, she's not in my district, so why should I help her? Every seat for Congress, U.S. Congress, is a national race. Every single America First candidate that you can help, please help them. We need help. We're not getting help from the local GOP. We're not getting help from the state GOP or the national GOP. A lot of people are casting us aside because we're not puppets. We can't be manipulated. We're fighting the system. So we need the help of everyday average Americans. So, you know, I ask everybody I talk to, identify 5 to 10 America First candidates and send them all $5 each or $10 each or whatever you can afford. If every American did that, it would be a completely different ball game. I'm telling you right now, it would be a completely different ball game.
I love that strategy. I think that is brilliant. And what I was going to do, and I mentioned this to you before, is I'm going to put a page on our Take Action tab of these America First candidates nationwide so that people can get to know them, listen to what they have to say, and be a little bit more inspired that there is a chance, that there are good people out there that are willing to step up to the plate and jump into that swamp. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that we need support. Because if you're saying pick 5 to 10 and even throw them the $5, then it can make a difference because you're not I kind of knew you weren't getting, not you, but just America First candidates in general weren't getting support from the GOP, but you just said it, and I got so angry.
At all.
Local and state.
Right? Nothing. Both. I'm talking about no support from anyone. You're on your own. You're on your own. And, you know, we're dealing with an American public that is so disenfranchised with the entire voter election process. And I get it, but guys, I need you to retrain your focus for just a moment and consider that it takes a year and a half to run a campaign for it to be successful. We cannot fundraise just a few months before an election. It doesn't work that way. There's things that we have to pay for, like the production of a TV commercial, TV advertising, postcard mailings, lawn signs. You know, we have to pay for the person who's helping us file our financials so that we're doing everything compliantly. You know, everything costs money. We get no discounts. People don't look at us and say, oh, you're running for office, let me give you some free airtime. It doesn't work that way. Everything costs money. So now is the time for candidates to declare whether they want to run for office or not. And our elections are next year. Now is when we have to start fundraising. It's not next year. It's now. So I need everyone to refocus. And I understand everybody's depressed. Everybody's sad. Everybody's upset, you know, because we had a lot of election fraud that took place in our country. I get it. I feel exactly the same way. I feel your pain, but we need help. And we're not getting help from anybody. So it's the American people that we need help from.
It's unbelievable to me that they're not supporting. Well, I'm not surprised because they want to keep the established, you know, the elected elite. It's all just one big pool, left and right are together up at the top there. It is just disturbing to hear that you just confirmed it, that there's no support, which, again, I tell everybody, do not give to the Republican Party. Do not give to the GOP. Do not give to any of these groups. Do not waste your money because they're not representing you. You give it directly to the candidates that you have done a little bit of homework on. You've listened to them on a couple shows like Darlene Swaffer, because those are the ones that are actually going to make the difference. Otherwise, your money just goes into their pockets to pay salaries and to fight against her. So they probably hand it to the Democrat candidate. I wouldn't put it past them. Oh, my God. I like the idea, Darlene, of you coming on and we doing a special segment where you break down what it is to run for office, because I think the American people have no idea, and they always just think that the big donors mm-hmm. come in and then the party gives money. And then you're just asking for money because, I don't know, maybe they think you're paying for your own car or something. And it's not. You just kind of clearly made that apparent that this is when you're doing the grassroots and you're fighting for what's right, you're literally flying solo, which is just that's not how it's supposed to be.
It's not how it's supposed to be. And that's the reason why so many exceptional candidates don't make it. That is the reason. Okay, I can't self-fund. I'm not a multimillionaire. And the two people that did better than I did last go-around, it's because they self-funded. They're independently wealthy. The average person, the average everyday American who doesn't have a choice but to do a grassroots effort on trying to get elected, I still have a business that I have to run. I can't close my office and then knock on doors 8 hours a day. It's just I won't be able to pay my bills doing it that way. So I spend an hour or two making phone calls. I make appointments. I do, you know, public appearances. I was at the Determined Patriot Conference a week ago. Doug Billings from the Right Side Show invited me, and I was a speaker, and I gave two speeches and had two standing ovations. So I have events that I'm planning here locally, and I'm doing the best that I can, but the average candidate has a challenge with even keeping up with my schedule, okay? And the only way that I can do my schedule is because I've built up my business for the last 11 years where I have enough money coming in where I don't have to work 8 hours a day. I could work 2 hours a day and make the income that I need to make so I could spend the rest of my day trying to campaign, okay? And, you know, and even on that schedule, it's not like I'm getting enough money into my campaign where I'm rolling. I mean, this is not happening. So we need the American public to step in and help us. Because if America wants the right candidates defending our Constitution and trying to make an impact in changing the future of our country, where we're protecting our liberty and protecting our freedom, then they need to step in and identify America First candidates and help them campaign, help them knock on doors, make phone calls, write a letter, and also contribute to their campaigns. It's going to take this whole country to step in and help us.
Yeah, and then people wonder why, well, how is that person still in office after all these years? Well, because there is a calculated way that these smaller candidates who actually are the qualified ones, which you just said, can't get in because it has to do with the money and right. the fundraising. So then they just keep their own people in the positions rather than bringing in the fresh America First type of people. It's
right.
a sad system, and it needs to change.
Right. And when they say out fundraise that person, you know, out fundraising somebody allows them to have the budget for the TV commercials and the radio commercials and the text messaging and the email campaigns. they have the money to do that. So when a voter goes to the voting booth and they're like, yeah, but I saw this person's, you know, infomercial more. They have more name brand recognition. That's why they keep getting the votes. Mm-hmm. It's about name brand recognition. And the only thing that buys that is money.
Yeah.
So, I hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, you can't, you know, campaign shouldn't always be about the money, or, you know, you're always asking for money. They don't understand it's because we're asking for the survival of our campaign so that we can get in and fight for you. That's actually the reality of it.
That's the system they created, and that's by design so that they can box out the people that they don't want coming in. So that's what the American people need to realize. You didn't create the system. Mm-hmm. You're just playing the game. You didn't create the rules. So that's it. You just got to do what you got to do, because otherwise you're not going to move forward. Give your website, please, and anything else you want to plug real quick.
Yes, it's swafforforcongress.com. That's S-W-A, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, A-R-F-O-R, congress.com. On Twitter, I'm swafforcongress. Instagram, swaffor4congress. I'm on Telegram, just as Darlene Swaffer. I'm on MeWe, Gab, PolitiChatter, all as Darlene Swaffer. So if anybody wants to follow my campaign, you know, I'd love for you to be part of, you know, all the news and events that we are doing, and, you know, would definitely love your help. So, you know, even a dollar, anything helps, $5, $10, whatever you can afford, everything's going to help our campaign go forward.
And our country go back to where it needs to be, but at a better version. So, Darlene Swaffer, thank you so much for coming on. I would love for you to come back on, and we'll talk some more. I just want to make sure that these America First candidates like yourself are getting the exposure and get that information out there, because you're the ones that are going to make a difference in this country, and we don't have a lot of time left. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
We don't.
No.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. Have a great week. And everybody, go check out her website and her campaign, so you can maybe throw a couple bucks their way. And like I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a whole page of America First candidates, so that we can help you guys know who is the candidates that are looking out for you, we the people. Yeah. All right. It is time for my next guest, Pastor Artur Palowski, the maskless Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Street Church Ministries. He's a well-known advocate for the poor and homeless who fought back during COVID-19 shutdowns. Canada's still a mess. He's been arrested and fined by that tyrannical country, and he just finished touring the U.S. to warn Americans how close we are to losing our country forever. Audience, a big round of applause for a great God-loving faith and freedom fighter. Pastor Palowski, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am good. You're a very busy man. Everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody wants to hear your story. But what's most important is what you are doing to try to just shake some common sense into the American people, that how close we are literally to just stepping over the line of Marxism and then communism. And I don't think they're not necessarily penetrating. So tell us about your experience on the road here when you were going to different cities.
Well, so far, so good. Incredible reception. It looks like Americans are getting it. More and
good.
More people are realizing what's really going on. You are absolutely right. We are in a big trouble in our Western nations. Majority of people, I don't think they realize how close we are losing all of our rights. It looks like a repetition of history. Feels like, because of course you know I grew up behind the Iron Curtain, it feels like those politicians have opened the Communistic Manifesto and they're just flipping through the pages, implementing what has been done during the Bolshevik Revolution. So that's a scary part. So what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to awaken as many Americans as possible. I truly believe that this great eagle needs to start flapping its wings once again. I had a number of meetings with very powerful people in this country, some senators, the governor of Tennessee, I met with a congressman, trying to tell them what is going on, on the other side of the border, because still in the United States it's relatively okay. I mean, you can see the signs of what's coming, but it's still relatively free. On the other side, in the northern part of our great continent, is really, really bad. My wife just came, and she said to me, you will not recognize country, and I was here for over a month. She says it's Chinada. It's not Canada anymore. It's Chinada. Wow. 25 churches have been burned down. Many are vandalized, and the politicians, including the prime minister, are almost fully silent on this attack on Christianity. Pastors and priests are vilified for the sins of past generations. And of course, if you compare Catholicism or Protestantism to Islam, I mean, there is no even a fair comparison. Islam is all about submit or else will chop your head off. Catholicism and Christianity had its faults, but nothing in comparison. So what's happening is churches are under attack, 25 burned down, shut down throughout this craziness. However, mosques have been opened throughout of this pandemic. Imams had their church services operational. And even 2 days after my arrest and my brother's arrest, there was a huge party that they put together. Over 2,000 Muslims came together. No police, no health officers, no peace officers, no tickets, no arrests. To this day, there are thousands of Christians that have received the COVID tickets. Number of pastors, including me, have been arrested, facing years of jail time. As we speak right now, I am facing 4 years prison for inciting people to come to church. Can you imagine? Inciting people to come to church is a crime punishable with a prison term. So imams, free range, they can do whatever they want. Muslims, not even one in the entire country that got a COVID ticket. Mosques, fully operational. Churches has been shut down to the point where the government fenced churches with triple fence right just outside of Edmonton, Pastor Coates Church. And then, of course, our church under constant attack. And another church, Fairview Baptist, the authorities came, changed its lock, and prevented that pastor from opening his church. So he took it to the streets, and the next day he was arrested in front of his 8 children, crying children, spent 2 weeks in jail. So what is happening, government in Canada has released pedophiles, murderers, thieves because of COVID, but is replacing them with Christians. That's pretty much what's happening right now.
So it's beyond religious persecution, because this is so extreme that if they were trying to be consistent and they just said that you were arrested for inciting people to come to church, but the imams and the Muslims can have as many people as they want go to these masks or mosques and nothing happens to them, that just doesn't make sense. Because if you're talking inciting people to go worship, well, then it should be for both, and it's obviously not. So the government is favoring is the Islamic religion for whatever reasons, and they're fueling this. And there's, you can't, how are the Canadians going to stop that when your leaders are the ones that are doing all this?
I know, that's why what we're trying to do with other politicians, there's few politicians like Maxime Bernier, who's the leader of People's Party, member of parliament, a friend of mine, Derek Sloan. He is still sitting member of parliament, that's like your congressman. He is forming a new federal party. What we're trying to do is we're trying to raise Christians to rise up and run for political office, because we have to clean the swamp from inside out. I mean, there's no stopping those people. They clearly have absolutely no desire to stop Every day there are another statements of, for example, the right hands to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, came publicly and said, good that the churches are being burned. They're encouraging this open hostile attack on Christianity. And if, I don't know if you're following closely the political arena here in Canada, just a couple months ago, there was an incident that someone ran over a family, a Muslim family, and became, of course, the national news, and the Prime Minister publicly condemned, the cabinet came and publicly condemned this attack, and rightly so, because every life counts, all lives matter, not just the blacks, not just the whites, the reds or the yellows, all lives matter. And when something like this is happening, we expect from the politicians to come to the rescue and to make a statement. However, if this is happening to Christians, there is no outcry. It looks like it's an open season on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, if you're white, you're double in trouble. You're white and a Christian, that's a no-no in this new norm, I guess, in our beloved Canada. So what we have decided to do, we're going to be running for the political offices, trying to replace those people, form a new government, and we are being hammered left and right when we made that announcement. Derek Swan received a $100,000 ticket for attending a rally without wearing a mask. A friend of mine, the political candidate, the leader of the People's Party, Maxime Bernier, he attended a political rally. He was not wearing a mask, of course, and he was stopped in the middle of the road and arrested as well. A friend of mine is a mayoral candidate in the city of Calgary. His name is Kevin J. Johnston. He still is in prison for 6 weeks now, believe it or not. He is running to be our next mayor, but we have a homosexual Muslim mayor, very anti-Christian, very anti-white, a racist, and he made this guy arrested. He's in prison for six weeks already. He's a political candidate registered. He has a huge following. Thousands, tens of thousands of people are following this guy, and he is rotting right now in prison. Why? Because he attended a rally with the people that want to vote for him, and he was not wearing a mask in the outdoor event as well. So this is what is happening to Canada. I see a lot of, and I meet, of course, a lot of Americans, and they tell me, well, it's never going to happen in the United States of America because we have a constitution. Well, let me remind you a little bit about history. When in 1945, Poland was taken by a hostile Russia, we were taken over, enslaved for decades. We had a constitution. Poland was the second country on earth right after the United States of America to implement constitution. But you see, those villains, those wannabe tyrants, do not care about the piece of paper. You have to care about the constitution. And through all of this ordeal, Polish people were subjected to tyranny, even though we had the highest law, a constitution. So we have to be vigilant. We have to care enough for our freedoms. We have to fight for those freedoms, or else history is teaching us if we will not rise up at the window of opportunity. And I think that's why I am being received in such an amazing way, because I think this is a window of opportunity that God has given it to us to rise up, to start roaring, to align ourselves with the like-minded people, politicians that do care about law and order, and start pushing this great evil away, because history is teaching us that this evil will not stop on its own. Evil never does. Bully will keep bullying until you will say no and get out. And I think that's the simplicity of the message that I have, is you have to say to them no, and you have to tell them get out. Get out of our restaurants, get out of our businesses, get out of our churches, our lives, our families. Because if you will not care enough for your freedom, I'm telling you, those people will definitely not care about your rights. So I think, I look with hope to what I see. Everywhere I go, I see amazing patriots, lovers of this country, true Americans, but are willing to do something about. I've met countless of politicians and the candidates for political office. So I think we're about to see another civil rights movement. I'm really positive that non-compliance, civil disobedience is the way to go. No guns, no violence on the streets. That's BLM and Antifa terrorists. They're good with that. Our way, our response should be, I will not work for you. I will not comply. Civil disobedience, taking it to the streets and telling those wannabe tyrants, we will not serve you. You're not our masters. We are created by our God equally, and you have no right to do what you're doing to us.
Well said, Pastor. And, you know, you said it's almost like this is a great opportunity that God's given us, but it's almost like he's testing us to say, I need to know how much you guys really want this and how much are you going to put in do the work. Because if you're not going to stand up for your own liberties and your own freedoms, I can't help you. I can't do it for you. You have to show that this is important and that you're willing to do it. So it's almost like if, you know, because, you know, you always ask God for so many things, but you also have to be grateful for it. But he's not going to just kind of, you know, bless you with certain things if you're not willing to participate. So it's almost like, it kind of to me feels like it's almost a test where he's saying, all right, I've got your back, but you know that I always do, but you've got to step up to the plate and show me. And then from there, we can do this together.
I agree. If you don't want your freedom, if you don't want to stand up and fight for your freedom and pay the price for your freedom, you do not deserve freedom.
Right.
The previous generations have showed us that there were some people before us, the great heroes, that were willing to pay the ultimate price so we can enjoy freedom and we can pass it to our children and our grandchildren. I always say to the people when I meet, and I've met tens of thousands of people so far, I'm not going back to Canada yet. I decided to stay here because of the reception, because of the importance of the message for another month or two. So I have a second leg of the tour being booked as we speak. I'll be traveling from state to state. We have hundreds of invitations of churches, halls, political parties, Tea Party to go there and speak. So I'm going to try my best not only to awaken the people, I really want to also scare you. Because you should be scared. Those are evil people that are ruling right now, and they will not stop. They will stop at nothing unless we're willing to stop them. And those past generations, they were willing to die for our freedom. And I say to those that I have opportunity to talk to, this is what I say to them. Listen, if you don't want to fight for yourself, I get it. I understand. You already lived your life. Maybe you're older. Maybe you don't care that much about your own personal freedoms. But what kind of a nation are you going to leave to your children and to your grandchildren? What kind of inheritance, what kind of a nation are we passing to those kids? Will we be able to look into their faces one day and say, you know, your daddy or your mom or your grandpa or your grandma, we did everything in our power to give you the blessings that we once enjoyed. We did our best. Can you look in the mirror and say, I've done my best. I pushed as hard as I could. And if I failed, I failed, but at least I did my best. What kind of a nation or nations we would have if you guys, Americans and Canadians and others from the past generation, would not be willing to fight against the Nazis in 1939, you know, 41 until 45? What kind of Europe we would today? Would we speak all German, or we would all be dead and only a fraction of people would survive? I mean, they were not stopping concentration camps. As you know, Nazis built around 30,000 concentration camps during those few years. Those people would never stop. They needed to be stopped. And Americans who came to Europe, liberated my family in order that I one day would be born living in a free country. Of course, it took a while for us because the Russians did the damage. But eventually in 1981, my father's generation took it to the streets, won the freedom, and Poland is one of the freest democracies on earth. So it's our turn right now. It's our turn to stand up and fight. We have to pay the price And it's very unfortunate that the repetition of history has to happen, but that's just the reality we're being faced with. And I say to all those eagles that are walking around ready, start flapping your wings. If you're lions, well, we, of course, as Christians, we know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the lion from the tribe of Judah. So I say to the lions of the family, rise up, let's build the biggest pride of lions this earth has ever seen, and let's start roaring, roaring against those hyenas left and right.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up the comparison to what you've experienced and the Nazis, because, you know, I reference Biden as a Nazi regime, and that's exactly what's going on now. And if you look a little bit further into who is part of the players in the game when they were doing the concentration camps and running the trains and getting those operations down, IBM had a big role in that. Schwab, as in Charles Schwab and now Klaus Schwab, had a big part in that. So the players in the game that were involved with the Nazi regime and that whole episode, the horrific part of history, they're now involved in what's going on now. So, you know, if people aren't scared about what you're saying, maybe that will get them scared to realize that they're just putting a different spin on it. It's just a different component. So it's more control because there's a lot more money that's involved, and they know there's a lot of Americans that are just sitting on the sidelines, and of course they throw in the fear, the propaganda, and the brainwashing to the extent which they've done. And now they are stepping in with force. You've described in Canada, and they're doing that here. We've got a lot of people that are still in jail from January 6th, and they shouldn't be. But yet, it was okay for Antifa and BLM to burn things down, loot, and kill people all summer long, and that's not a problem. So, I'm just hoping that you're going to be able to get on the second leg of the tour in front of as many people as possible. Not only do they hear your message, but they actually take the call to action to do the standing up and to joining the different groups that are actually standing up for freedom and doing physical things. Because as you mentioned, somebody said, well, it's not going to happen here because we have a constitution. They haven't followed the constitution in 18 months, and they're continuing not to follow the constitution. So we might as well even have a constitution at this point. You want to comment on that, Pastor?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You know, I have to admit, the way they're doing it is very clever, because before, you know, you had the Russians to fight with, you had the Germans to fight with, but now they have created an invisible enemy. Of course, we know it's all big fat lie, and people can't pinpoint where is the enemy because it's an invisible one. They're trying to create scare tactics, fear, left and right, and of course, mainstream media is completely controlled by, you know, their narrative. So we're dealing with an extremely dangerous enemy with unlimited resources. They don't care about printed money. They will print some more. That's why there's such a huge push on electronic money and cryptocurrency, because that's where they want to control the population. You will not be able to buy or sell. You will not be able to do anything without their approval. So, for example, if you don't get the vaccine, they will just take your money away, or they will close your business. They will shut your bank accounts. I mean, now everything is off limits. They can do whatever they want. So, like I said before, if we will not stand up now, if we will not push this now while we still have the window of opportunity, we might not have that tomorrow. That's how crucial this timing is. And, you know, 18 months is showing us that those people are not stopping, even though the evidence are against them. For example, in Calgary, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, we were constantly told that hospitals might be overwhelmed. It could be overwhelmed. That's the language they're using. Well, we had the smallest amount of hospitalization since 2018 and 2019. We had a record low of ICU admissions since 2015. So, excuse me, where is this deadly pandemic? What happened to it? And of course, the big lie that the flu disappeared. For example, in Canada, there was a number of articles that the mainstream propaganda machinery put out. They said, miracle happened, the flu disappeared. It was cured. Flu is no longer existing, of course, because everything is being labeled as COVID. I have friends in medical profession, and they say sometimes if you catch your finger, they send you for 2 weeks home right now during this craziness with the COVID. So you get extra money, and the hospital and the doctors and the nurses get extra money. So we have this saying in Poland, if you don't know what the whole thing is all about, it's always about money and, of course, control and enslavement. That's why they're eliminating small and medium-sized businesses. That's why they're destroying the middle class. They're removing, effectively, their biggest opposition. They want only two categories of people, extremely powerful, like Walmart, IKEA, you know, those big corporations, Amazon, and extremely poor people, because when you're poor, you're easy to be controlled. You don't have time to go and protest. You got no time to resist. You don't have enough money to hire lawyers to fight them. You're seeing this in front of your eyes. I grew up in a country like this, and I'm telling you, I've seen this movie, and that movie doesn't end well. So like my brother says, Canadians, wake up and smell coffee. I'll say the same thing to Americans. Wake up and smell coffee, because one day you may be awakened from this crazy dream, and the coffee will be nowhere to be found.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting, and I hope people can kind of relate to how you were being fed false messages about the hospitals and the flu disappearing. We had the same narrative here. So that's the messaging, everybody, for this political propaganda pandemic. It's in all the countries, because they were all coordinating together through the World Health Organization, WHO, and also the World Economic Forum. Those were all coordinating to deal with the different countries, so everybody had the same talking points. Like here, there was in 2019 to 2020, the flu season had 38 million people, right? That's normal and average flu season here. And in the 2020 to 2021 flu season, there was 1,822. So the flu didn't go anywhere. They just put it in a different column, everybody. So, but if you
That's
see
right.
the
right.
story that the pastor is saying versus what happened here, the script is the same. The narrative is the same, because it is a worldwide agenda that is being taken in different countries, and then they're pushing further in the countries where they think they can get away with it, like is what's going on in Canada right now. You're doing everything that you can. I just hope that there are enough people that are willing to take a position like you in Canada to rally the troops, basically. But it sounds like as soon as they run for office, they get thrown in jail for wearing a mask at an event or having a following, because they want those people silenced. So it's almost like your situation obviously is worse, but we're headed there very quickly.
Yes. You know, it's just like I said, I had a meeting with the governor and a number of politicians, and I said to them, you know, I would like to leave you with two messages. One, to scare you as much as I can, and then to give you hope, because the hope is this. If we come together, there is more of us than of them. 1981, solidarity movement with Lech Wałęsa is proving, again, of course, civil rights movement with Martin Luther King Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi is proving that if people will rise up, if we will come together, this craziness will be pushed away. So I have two messages. I'm hoping that people will take two things. If you don't rise up, you don't have your country. They're going to keep destroying it and enslaving you. If you will rise up, you will get your country back. But you have to unify enough of this division. Like I always say to the people, we have been all equally created. Blacks, whites, yellow, red. We have been created in the image of God. Do not give me this garbage of race and divisions. We are all in this together. We are not in this together with the politicians. They are the villains. They should be charged for treason, another Nuremberg trial, number two. And the rest of us, we are in this together, blacks, whites, yellow, and red. We are fighting for our lives, for our children. We have to unite. We cannot allow them to divide us, because in 1921, Vladimir Lenin, he made his speech, and it's a fascinating speech because it says, in order to enslave the people, you have to divide the people. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're dividing us. Do not allow them. Do not allow them to divide us. We are all one race, and there is a human race. And there are two genders. I always say there are three genders. They are male, female, and stupid. Don't be stupid. Be smart. Be vigilant. You know, understand what's really going on, because in the end of the day, their sword, in quotes, does not discriminate. They want your head. They want my head. Let's come together. And this is why I love the story of Martin Luther King Jr., because he did his best to unify all races, you know, all people together, all colors together, under one umbrella, freedom. Hey, freedom for you and freedom for me. Let's do this again. We need to come together and unite against tyranny once more. And, of course, what I know about American spirit is you have that in your DNA. This freedom, this liberty is right inside your blood. And my hope is just to get it out there once more, that this great eagle, this powerful eagle, will start flapping its wings again, because it's needed again. This is our turn to do what the previous generations have done for our sake. Now we have to do it for the sake of the next generation that is coming after us. And I'm still very hopeful. I know that times are tough. They really want to hurt me. So I'm going to do my best to stay here as long as I can and get as many people on our side as possible. So pray for me if you can. If you want to support what I do here, go to www.streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca. You can send me an email or e-transfer if you want, art@ streetchurch.ca, and let's keep pushing, let's keep plowing this field, let's put seeds into the ground, and I know one day we're going to see an amazing harvest, but it's not going to be free. You see, freedom, and I always tell that to the people in churches and then anywhere else I can speak, freedom is not for free. Someone paid the price for freedom. Now it's our turn. We have to pay that price. Today, that price is relatively small. Tomorrow, it may cost us our lives. Let's not wait for tomorrow. Let's do what we can today.
Amen to that, Pastor. And I encourage everyone to go check out his website and participate and join. We're going to add you, excuse me, we're going to add you to the must follow and join page that we've got with another list of patriots that are out there really fighting for freedom and promoting faith and giving people actual solutions and take action items to come together and unify, because that's what it needs to do. You know, this racism, that's just another invisible enemy that they created to create that division. So, Pastor, thank you so much for coming on. On our live events page, we have a big graphic there. So if you click on that, it's Pastor Palowski's handsome photo in the Courageous Faith Tour. And once he adds on new events, you just click on that and it'll take you directly to the schedule. So that is an easy way to find him, the live events page at our Take Action tab. And the website is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I'm going to add him too. Or must follow and join. We're going to make him my platinum partner so that we can be out there supporting him, and we're going to bring together a lot of these groups so we can get the message out, because it's important to do something now. We don't want to end up like Canada, but we're right there. So is there a verse from the Bible that you would like to share with the audience, a little bit of inspiration, Pastor?
Well, greater is he that is in us than the one that is in them. If God is for us, who can be against us? And I just want to tell all the people, all the Christians that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, we know how the story ends for us. It might be a tough time for today, but we know that we win in the end. And, you know, that's why I can do what I do, even though the opposition is huge and I have very powerful enemies. But I know that my God is bigger than the enemy, and I know how the story ends. I've read the Bible. We win in the end. And I want to leave your listeners with that. Take courage. Be courageous, be strong, be bold, and remember, we win in the end.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. And then as your tour goes on, we'd love to have you just jump on for a few minutes, give us some updates so we can encourage everybody to really make a difference, because it's time. So thank you so much for everything you're doing. We're going to save some prayers for you. We're going to encourage our audience to do that, because this, the freedom fighters like yourself, especially faith-oriented, is what's going to help lead everyone and also save this country. And I hope that scares some people, what they heard today, because that's where we are and that's what it's going to take. So thank you again for the sacrifices that you and your family and your ministry have made. And take care of yourself, and we'll see you on the tour here shortly so you can spread some messaging for everybody. So thank you so much. You're a great, I wouldn't say American, but you're like an honorary great American. But you're a great man of faith, and literally you're doing God's work. So thank you so much again for coming on and sharing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Yeah, stay safe. Stay safe, Pastor Pulowski. And everybody that's listening, you know, you can go ahead and participate in his ministry. If you get a chance, you can go ahead and, support it financially if you can. But if anything, just make sure that you say a prayer for him and his family, and for all the work that he is doing and sacrificing, because as we had mentioned, you know, when I interviewed Tom Renz, America's attorney, who works with Dr. Pam Popper over at America's Frontline Doctors and Make Americans Free Again. And then also he works with America's Frontline Doctors. He says, you know, what everybody can do is just take a few minutes each day and pray for all the freedom fighters who are doing the work out there. You know, the ones that are brave enough to stand up to restore and protect all of our rights. He said that. He said, I said, what else can the people do? He says, well, can you pray for me and pray for my family? And I extended that to all the freedom fighters that you hear about that come onto the show, the ones who are sacrificing sometimes their career, their family, their lifestyle, their safety, because they're standing up for the things that we need to be joining them and standing up for. Because, again, you know, you've got the Nazi Biden regime. It is a Biden nuclear bomb that there's higher levels of bodies attached to it, but I just use that as a reference because this is bigger than just the administration. This is a worldwide, this is a global movement, you know, the Great Reset. That's all real stuff, everybody. They write about it. They tell you about it. They do the simulations. It's just that we don't pay attention. And they let us know, hey, this is what's going to happen. That can happen. Yeah, it is. And it is happening now. And so we need to all take some personal responsibility and stand up for our country, stand up for our freedoms. You know, he had said he's got to do for the generations that are coming up. And Darlene said the same thing. And I said, you know, we're such on a warp speed of these changes happening so quickly and so drastically happening. Everyone's like, oh, well, we'll just, 2022, we're not going to get there. We're not going to get there, because no sooner do we think the coast is clear for a small little lull, boom, something else happens. You know, like in Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey signed the budget, said no CRT, no vaccines, no masks in the K-12 school systems. But then all of a sudden, we're like, okay, whew, got that taken care of here. Other people in other states obviously still have issues. And then he signed something that says it's not going to be in any government entities, government agencies. Okay, so good. All right, but let's focus on the schools. Like, all right, well, then all of a sudden that something pops up and there's like, yeah, but SEL is how they backdoor it. He went, oh, my God. No sooner we think it's okay. No sooner do they don't hit their objectives of getting 70% of the country with the non-vaccine. We think, okay, all right, people are wising up. The numbers are low. That's good. People are actually paying attention. They're paying attention to the VAERS reports. They're paying attention to the stories. They're paying attention to the experts. They're making smart decisions based on their own health because, you know, you just got to have just keep your immune system up. That's all you got to do. It's just a form of the flu, guys. Form of the flu. And then all of a sudden, boom, now they're going to go door to door, find out who's been vaccinated. or not. And it's just, yeah. So no sooner, no little lull, then boom, it turns around again. So that's what we're up against. We're up against. So it is time literally for everybody to take action. You can start by checking out the different groups and people to follow and groups to join that we've been interviewing on the show. I've been interviewing as many as I can to give you all the options of the groups that are actually taking action to do something in all these different categories that we're facing today. Some meet in person, some are doing a lot of digital, some are doing a combination, but especially they're sharing content. But as far as action, take action items, there's in person, and there's also ones that are doing a lot of things digitally. So, and you need to participate. You need to participate. So go check it out. It's the Take Action tab and must follow and join. Must follow and join. And it's groups, organizations, people. We haven't added any companies yet, but we'll see. But anyway, go check those out. And you can click on the episode that we did so you can listen about them. And then there's a big banner. And that'll take you to their website. So I encourage everyone to get involved as soon as possible. What we're going to try to do here, we're not going to try, we are. We're going to bring all these groups together in kind of a coalition. So then that way they can all start working together and we can get the message out. And there could be mass mobilizations when it comes to going to school boards or when it comes to going to city council members, county councils, or when it comes to going to some of these rallies like we are having here this week, which I want you to go check out the live events page under the Take Action tab. There's one on Tuesday. There's one on Wednesday. So go check those out. And that way we can bring more people together because it's going to take the American people to stand up to the tyrannical government, as you just listened to. So we started it at one. So an hour and 20 minutes you've been listening from two different perspectives. One, a candidate who's running for District 22 in Florida, an America First candidate. And then you listen to the great pastor, Pastor Arturo Pawlowski, who lived it through Nazi Germany when he was locked in the Nazi regime. He grew up in Poland. And then, of course, what is experienced now in modern day, as in recent Canada. I had not heard the stuff that he shared in the interviews that I had watched before. So you might want to listen to that again. And of course, share that with your family, friends, contacts. People need to hear that. People need to hear that. Be reminded. So I think people are still keeping their head in the sand. You got a bunch that are waking up, but the ones that are now awoke, not awoke, you're awakened. Woke is bad. Awakened is good. So the ones that are awakened, it's time to actually take action to do something. You need to actually physically do something, digital or in person. And the ones that aren't awake yet, it is our job of the ones who are awake to share this information, encourage those to become awake. Because the American people are the only ones that are going to be able to do this, because the politicians are not. They showed what they were going to be doing, their agendas during the past 18 months. That is pretty much almost every single one of them. Just a few governors that didn't. You know, you've got your DeSantis down in Florida. You've got your Kristi Noem in South Dakota. I think Texas, a little bit of both. Texas Abbott is a little bit of both. Yes and no. But that's it. Everybody else, they're part of the problem. They're either corrupt, they are compromised, or they are part of the problem. So they are not there looking out for us because they would have already, they wouldn't have done what they did. They would have been passing already a lot of legislation to rectify what is coming from the federal government, including the border, which we've talked about this in many episodes, where the state has the ability to override the federal government when it comes to the border based on the Constitution of the state and the United States of America, and they are not doing that. So they are part of the problem again. So it's going to require the American people to do something about it because the people that can do something aren't doing something. So we're going to come up with some very specifics and a plan. We're going to get a bunch of these groups together. We're going to have a coalition so that way you have very take action item specifics. And I think that's how we're going to be able to get this to work. Everybody needs to unify. We're going to even unify the groups, which is always the harder part, but I think we can do it this time around. There's too much on the line.
And everybody is on the same page when it comes to the values. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up right now. And then we will be back. I am for the remainder of the month. I am not going to be doing a live show on Wednesdays. I'm not going to be doing a live show on Wednesdays because with this coalition and the other things that we are working on, there's just not enough time right now in the day. So that is going to be my quote unquote summer vacation. You know, that's not a vacation, but it's the best I can do. So I am going to be playing segments from shows that we had, but they are going to be special segments. So I encourage you to still listen because it's great content. And it's just going to be the actual segment of the show. It's not going to be me doing the intros or the outros that are to, say, current events and things like that. But we're going to identify which superstars that have been on the show and use their individual segments and have you listen to that for what we believe is critical for what's going on right now, because there is, I'm telling you, it's a lot. This is scary stuff. Scary stuff. Never thought we would end up being here. So make sure you still tune in Wednesdays, right? So it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And then on Friday, Christy Hutcherson is going to be back in the soapbox for the 1 p.m. show. We were talking border with her. Women Fighting for America is her organization. She just spent some time in Michigan fighting against this zoning. So we're going back to the illegal immigration, the illegal aliens, and the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, especially the children. So she was up in Michigan where what they're trying to do is rezone nursing homes so that they can bring in 12 to 17-year-old boys from all these different countries, illegal aliens, and house them there and then create, her quotes were, a sleeper cell. She said it's pretty deep. It's pretty layered. Her team's been working on uncovering it. So she went up there to fight the zoning. So we're going to have some really interesting stories on Friday. And then they're going to take this model and put it across the United States. So when you use the word sleeper cell, you know what that means. That's not a youth hostel so that people can be, they can do some, they could teach them critical race theory. Okay. So there's the other day, just real quick, I had heard through, the different interviews that I watch, different shows, 90 different countries have been flowing through this border. And, you can listen to a lot of the border episodes, which we're going to make another page on the site for just border-specific episodes, so that way you can get caught up. Because it's the things that we discuss on this show with the incredible patriots that have come on, our partners, that you're not going to hear any of that. Definitely not on mainstream. You're not going to hear it on social media. And sometimes, and a lot of it, you're not even hearing on some of the alternative stations because they still have to be careful sometimes in what they say. So you're hearing some of it, but you're not hearing some of the things that they've shared with me. Because I just went, whoa, I had no idea on that one. And of course, the number that they're telling you is 2 million. It's going to be here. But according to Sheriff Mark Daniels, which is episode 225, he's down on the border in Cochise, Arizona. More like 5 million. So go with the 5. I believe the sheriff. I'm not going to believe what comes out of the mouths of those on the television or social media. So yeah, that's all I got. So then make sure you tune in Wednesday. Well, and then we will be back on Friday also with an incredible lineup and a special guest. And I'm not sure who's going to be joining us else in the soapbox, but I will add some more. And then we're going to have a pretty heavy duty remainder of the month for all of our guests and our soapbox guests. So it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. There are no conspiracies. There are no coincidences. When they debunk someone, that means they're telling the truth. When you get censored, you've been telling the truth. So anybody who wants to know who to pay attention to, it's those people. Those are the ones. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. So go use it, spread it, believe in it. And remember, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. So figure out what you stand for. We've got to figure out what you stand for. A special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, their information, their episodes, and their shows. Oh, it's 2:29. I got to wrap this up. And their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab and go to the page for Purpose Driven Partners. That's this segment. And then, of course, everything that you can imagine is listed on that Take Action tab. So go check out all the resources that you can use to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Go join a group. Go follow the right people. Get the right information. Don't forget about the Patriotic Media. They got a page there too. And then for the shows, lots of shows that you could be watching or tuning into or listening to. Shows meaning TV shows, talk radio shows, live streams, and podcasts are on the Must Listen To page. Go check those out. Some are our partners that have been on. Some are our partners that have not been on yet. Some of them are just shows that I pay attention to, and I'm getting them on the show. So, all righty. I think you're awake. I hope so. Hope some of you got scared. I hope some of you have decided to step up to the plate, take some action, and let's take this country back. And don't be scared of this variant, the Delta. Symptoms are actually less than the original one. They are like common cold and hay fever. So don't be worried about it. You're going to be seeing that blasted everywhere. You're going to see the statistics blasted, which we already know. All the PCR testing is manipulated and fake. All the numbers they've been using are manipulated and fake. So don't even bother. Don't even bother. They can't flip-flop more than they've already flip-flopped. So just don't even bother paying attention. Let them run their own little scare tactics. Don't fall into it. And then for those of you who are coming out of it, welcome. We're here. Yeah, and come join us. Put everything back to normal and just stop the fear because it's not real. None of this is real. It's all brainwashing. This is all calculated. This is all part of the plan. It's scientific. It's not something that somebody just made up. It's all real. They've been doing it before. They told us they were going to do it. So go take action on what we shared today. You got this, everybody. Go make it a great day because you deserve it. Going to play a little God Bless the USA, because that's what we need. All right, tune in Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. You got this. Let's do it together. Unity. Yeah. Remember, critical race theory. It's one race, the human race. It's not a theory. It's a fact. Nothing else needs to be discussed. Talk to you Wednesday.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. Thank you.